Johnny was about to move on when a voice speaking Cyclo sounded behind him and to his right.
I am so sorry.
It was Chief Chong Wan, head of the Chinese tribe and principal architect of this place.
We had to bring in all the people from the village by the lake. The lake is so broad, the cable protection is thin in the center, and some bombs have come through above the dam. Waves from the explosion have made the village unsafe, and the smoke from cooking fires does not escape through the screen.
He was bowing. Johnny nodded.
But see,
continued Chong Wan,
my engineers are digging air ducts through the hill under the cable.
Piles of dirt and rock on either side of the bowl showed where the Chinese were using spade drills to cut a channel to the outside air.
They will use intake fans in one and exhaust fans in the other. They will be curved so no bomb blasts come through. I am so sorry for the oversight.
I think you have done splendidly. You say bombs fall in the lake above the dam. Is there any dam injury?
Chief Chong Wan beckoned a Chinese engineer, and they chattered for a moment in Mandarin. Then Chong Wan said to Johnny,
not so far, but some have sent water over the top of the dam, and they have put in the flashboards to reduce the speedway. If the lake were to drop in volume, we would have no electricity.
The whole lowest floor of the pagoda was wide open on all four sides. The pagoda was really just a fancy roof. The metal transshipment platform was in plain view. The Chinese had polished it until it shone, even in the subdued light. Johnny walked under the high roof to get a better look at where they had put the all-important console. Then he smiled. Over on the other side of the platform, they had built a stand with sides in the shape of a huge, savage-looking, winged beast. Angus was there at the console, and he waved.
It's something, isn't it?
Yes, it really was. A huge head, two wings, a curling tail. Armored metal, painted gold and red.
A dragon,
said Chong Wan.
Once it was the emblem of Imperial China. See, it is a laminated molecular armor.
Not only that, but it had a top. The console was set into the dragon's back, and a cover was made of dragon scales, so the operator could work the console without anyone's observing what he was really doing. There were two stools on the raised console platform, and a side shelf for papers and a computer, and all armored. Nothing was going to hurt that console, or see what was being done with it either. Such a far cry from the materialistic Cyclo, who was without paintings or art, and what these Chinese could do.
See?
Said Chief Chong Wan.
It is the same as those other dragons.
He pointed to a dragon that formed the roof point of the pagoda nearby. Each corner had one. And then the chief pointed to some unfinished work over by the bank.
Each bunker was supposed to have its dragon over the entrance. We have not had time to put them up.
They were much smaller dragons, made of baked clay and painted in gold and red. The console looked fine under the protective cover. Angus had a copy of the coordinate book there and was drilling himself without punching anything. He was figuring how to convert the figures in the book to this moment of time and the console buttons.
I've got it pretty well,
said Angus.
It just takes quite a bit of time to do the calculations. There are 8 separate movements listed for each planet, and you have to pick where on the planet. But it's not too hard.
Johnny looked up. Another bomb had just hit somewhere.
If all that would stop, we'd be in business. I don't have any idea when it will, or exactly what we can do with this console yet.